909 here on the Mighty 690. And if you're tuning in for our interview with Kansas Lieutenant Governor candidate Katie Sawyer, that is going to be moved back just a little bit because we have a very important guest in the studio. Coffeyville Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Correll is with us. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. So we've got a meeting tonight coming up.
It's our monthly meeting this evening.
5 o'clock. So taking a look at the agenda, some of the items, what are some of the, a few of the items you'd like to highlight today?
Well, we have our Boys and Girls Club Director, Griffin Walker, coming in to talk about the Boys and Girls Club. And, you know, we're very fortunate in Coffeyville to have not only a Boys and Girls Club, but to have Griff Walker running that club. Most everybody in town knows Griff, and he does a great job. It's a great service to our community, and it's a great service for our boys and girls that are in that club. And we typically average close to 200 on average daily attendance at Boys and Girls Club after school. So definitely a benefit for the children and then for those working parents that aren't able to come pick their children up right after school.
Absolutely. No, that's a great service, and I think it really helps us build a stronger community.
I agree. We actually have one of the first programs, or the first program in the nation, in our Boys and Girls Club TOTS program, which is at our preschool. We started that a few years ago, and Griff came up with this idea, and that really helps the working parents who couldn't pick their children up on time at the preschool due to having to work, so their 3 and 4 year olds can stay after school there as well.
Excellent. I also see another item on the agenda, ESSER 3. What on earth is that?
ESSER 3 is the last round of federal monies that came to school districts across the United States. And so this is the third and the final version of that. So we'll be reviewing with the Board of Education some of our ideas for spending those funds. We're really limited. There's a list of 16 items that you're able to spend those funds, or 16 areas you're able to spend those funds in. So we'll be walking through that with the Board of Education. You know, most importantly, looking at what learning loss did our students suffer, you know, due to COVID. And so how can we make sure that we make up some of that lost ground? And then also areas such as how we can make sure we have plenty of more fresh air in there, so you can spend money on, you know, air conditioning units and some things like that, filtering those units to really help with that aspect.
Excellent. And then needs assessment, that was another item.
And needs assessment, this is something we do annually, is we really take a hard look at how our students have been achieving, what we're doing, and what we need to do for the coming year. So we look at that as we have the budget hearing tonight. We'll also review our needs assessment so we know that we're spending the money in the right places.
Are there any particular needs that stand out to you just off the top of your head?
A lot of the loss that we've had through COVID. Fortunately, we scored pretty well on our state assessments this last year. We made a lot of gains in a lot of areas, so we're very proud of that. At the high school level, we're making sure that we want to continue our streak we've had with our graduation rates. We've increased those rates every year for the last 7 years. And for the last 2 years, for the first time ever, we're actually have a higher graduation rate than the state average. So something we're very cognizant of, and we want to make sure that we don't see ourselves slipping in that area due to some of the loss in COVID.
Excellent. Dr. Correll, what other items are you looking at on the agenda? Anything else in particular that stands out?
That's really all of our reports tonight. Like I said, it will be the budget hearing also. And, you know, we always like when we can say that we're going to reduce the overall mill rate. And we are able to do that by close to a half a mill this year. So we're always trying to pay attention to that and only tax what we feel we need to tax. So having that half of a mill cut will be very good for everyone.
No, I think so. And so if someone's looking at attending the meeting, 5 o'clock, Education Center.
615 Ellis.
Okay.
Open to the public.
Open to the public. Excellent. We had some of the high school students in here earlier, and I was talking on an earlier segment about cold pizza. Do you serve the cafeteria, like, pizza, you know, the pizza squares? I mean, this is important, hard-hitting journalism.
That seems to be making a big comeback on social media recently. I just saw something last night about that. We do serve both. We actually have the old-school pizza, which there's a lot of adults that are big fans of that. And then we also have some of the newer, you know, round pizza there.
Excellent.
As well. I will put a big plug in for our child nutrition staff. We have a new director this year, and she has been really moving to an all-scratch ingredients. And so I've been able to eat at our school cafeteria most every day of school so far this year. And it's just been incredible, that the food and then the choices that kids have. When you're at the middle school and the high school, you have choices of different hamburgers and cheeseburgers and things in addition to what they're serving. And I know today is actually Asian beef and broccoli. So
ooh.
I'm looking forward to eating lunch again today. Those ladies work very hard and put a lot of time and effort into making sure that the food's good.
Excellent. Well, next pizza day, you might have to sneak me in.
There you go.
I'll give you a call.
You're always welcome to come in. just let me know, and we'll set you up a time to come in at noon.
Excellent. I'm going to do it. All right. Well, anything else you'd like to talk about today?
I think that's about it for today.
Okay. Dr. Carell, thank you so much for being on here. Good to meet you, and I look forward to having you on here next time.
Welcome to our community.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And stay tuned. We're coming up with Katie Sawyer interview with Matt Jordan on the Mighty 690 right after this.